From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The U.S. military says an American drone strike has likely killed Afghan Taliban leader Mullah Akhtar Mansour. U.S. officials said President Obama authorized the strike, which occurred Saturday afternoon local time. Reporter Ayaz Gul from Islamabad, Pakistan, says if confirmed, Mansour's death would be a major blow to the Taliban.
Well, what we understand from the U.S. officials that there was this drone attack carried out, and that was apparently inside Pakistan. In fact, on the Pakistani side of the border. If it is confirmed, this will be a major blow to the Taliban, because after the death of its founder, Mullah Omar, Mullah Akhtar Mansour is the only active Taliban leader who can put the movement together.
Soon after, the reports of the strike began appearing online and in news broadcasts in the region. The Afghan Taliban released a statement calling reports of Mansour's death baseless. Investigators say that smoke was detected inside Egypt Air Flight 804 just minutes before it plunged into the Mediterranean Sea early Thursday. The latest information offered no answers as to what might have happened, and search crews continued scouring the sea for further wreckage. Egypt's military released pictures of a pink bag, a life vest, shredded seat covers, and mangled debris bearing the Egypt Air name. The flight recorders from the doomed aircraft still need to be recovered from the bottom of the Mediterranean. Egyptian Civil Aviation Ministry officials denied media reports that the so-called black boxes had been located. This is VOA News.